Hey there, blogging ladies. Welcome to the podcast that's going to take your blog from a mere hobby to a full-blown money-making machine. I'm your host and blog coach, Genesis, and I'm here to help you start, organize, grow, and monetize your blog in ways that you never thought possible. But don't expect any fluff info from me. Nope, I'm all about the real and honest stuff. I'm not here to waste your time with useless tips and tricks that won't get you anywhere. I'm here to give you the straight up goods that will actually help you succeed in the world of blogging. And let me tell you, my approach is totally unique and different from other blog coaches out there. Why? Because I'm all about helping you sell digital products and services to make a buttload of money. And I'm not just talking about a few extra bucks here and there. I mean serious cash that will allow you to turn your blog into a thriving business. Oh, and did I mention that I specialize in starting blogs on Showit? That's right, I'm a Showit pro, and I'm going to show you how to make the most out of this amazing platform. So buckle up, lady bloggers, because we're about to embark on an epic journey together. Let's get ready to turn your blog into a profitable business that you can be proud of. Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about all about making money with your blog. And if you want to make money with your blog in 2024, I'm going to be giving you my best advice on what I would do if I was just first starting out to make money on my brand new blog website. Okay, so I'm going to just dive right in. Before you do, I want to let you know that this week's theme or this month's theme in the membership is all about ClickUp and building your systems and content planners and schedules and all of that fun stuff. I'm going to be giving, or I already uploaded one course on ClickUp, and that's kind of like a behind the scenes mini course taking you through my process for how I run my business. And then I'm coming out with another course this week that is all about how to actually use ClickUp and the tools and how to actually build a ClickUp for a brand new beginner blogger. So if this interests you, if you really know that you need to get organized in your business, because it's key to your success. If you're not organized, if you don't have a content plan, if you don't have, you know, a repurposing your content plan, if you don't know the schedule and the daily tasks that you need to do on a daily basis to actually see the results on your blog, and if you're not tracking analytics in like your best content and just like, you know, setting goals for yourself or anything like this, like you really need to get inside of the Blogging Ladies membership so you can see all of this content and how I break it down for you. So if you want to join us, it's only $27 a month. We also have monthly blog educational bundles. We have weekly blog coaching calls that talks about themes. So if you want to know the themes for the month, let me just tell you, or the call themes for the weeks. this is what they are. So we're going to be putting together a blogging business plan on March 12th. We're going to be breaking down, like I'm going to show you how to break down big blog projects into weekly and small daily tasks. So big blog projects, getting your website up and running. That's a big project that you can break down into weeks and small tasks. Another one is, you know, setting up Pinterest in the proper way. And just like your main focus is like Pinterest. That's like a huge project to do. Another thing is like, maybe you're trying to monetize your website. Well, that's a big project in itself. You know what I mean? So like, I'm going to show you how to break down these big overall projects or goals that you want to achieve and how to break this down into weeks and small daily tasks. And that will be on March 19th at 5 p.m. And then the next one, March 26th, we're going to be talking about mastering productivity as a blogger. We're going to be chatting about the mindset you need to have, the tasks that you need to accomplish on a weekly, monthly, quarterly basis, and daily basis. And then we're going to talk about workflow. So how can you follow like a simplified workflow through the week and through your day so you can actually see the most amazing results in your business? So if you want to see all of those, you get access to those calls as a member for $27 a month. You can join us below. And then we have also five blogging courses, or actually six blogging courses now. We have a start a blog course, a design your blog course part two. And step three, we have organize your blog. So that's where all of those mini courses are. We have a course on Notion. We have a course on ClickUp. We have another course coming soon on ClickUp 3.0. And then we have also a Milanote course within there. And I'm just going to be adding all of my best tips for you as well on productivity and, you know, actually managing a blog. Because, you know, if you're somebody who wants to, like, doesn't want to just, like, do this, like, as a side hustle, you want it to be your main income, then I highly recommend that you get super organized with systems. We have a blog traffic course that I'm about to be filming. I'm going to be filming new lessons for today. I'm planning 128 lessons within this blog traffic course. We're going to be talking about super, super, you know, focused topics with worksheets so you can actually go and take action within each lesson. We're going to talk about identifying your audience, analyzing audience needs and interests, crafting personas for better engagement, utilizing audience feedback, content, so brainstorming content, creating your content calendar, writing engaging and shareable posts, incorporating visuals and videos into your blog and blog post, keyword research, on-page SEO, and oh my god, we're going to be talking about so much more. Pinterest and everything that goes into Pinterest. I'm mapping out so many, like, super focused lessons so you can actually see results within this course. So every single week I'm going to be filming a new lesson. This is just like going to be a game changer for any blogger because it's going to be focused on 2024 strategies and, you know, not like way long ago strategies, if you know what I mean. And then we have a monetize your blog course in here as well. It shows you how to create offers and set up sales funnels so you can actually make passive income. If this interests you, it's literally only $27 a month for all of this. You can go below and join us. Let's actually get into the episode now. I know I went on a tangent about the membership, but I just want you guys to see how truly amazing it is. And it's truly like step by step. You get so much within this, and honestly, like, after this blog traffic course, I'm probably going to increase the price to like $67 a month because of how much value is inside. I mean, really, I should be charging like $300 a month for this membership because it's more like a program, but so it's just $27 a month right now though. Okay, so let's talk about this episode. If you want to make money with your blog, this is my expert advice. Now, I would stop viewing my blog as a side hustle, and I would start viewing it as an actual business. And instead of working on it whenever I wanted and doing whatever random task I felt like that for that day, then I would get more serious about it to actually get results, okay? And how you can do this is by building out those systems. Because if you don't know, like, what you want to achieve this month, then you can't break that down into weekly and daily tasks for you to accomplish, you know? So, like, you need to actually be accomplishing something that's going to move the needle forward for you every single day or every single week. So if you're not getting the results that you know that you can get or that you're hoping to get, and it's been a while of you using the same strategy that you're using right now and you're just not seeing the results, then, you know, you really need to start changing things up and having like an overall goal, breaking it down into daily tangible result or tangible tasks that you can actually achieve for that day. You know what I mean? So I show you how to do this inside the Blogging Ladies membership. But You know, when you view it as a side hustle, like, yeah, this is just my side hustle, this is just my passion, then it's going to give you the side hustle results. You know what I mean? But if you actually are focused on it as a business and like put your all into this and get organized, and if you treat it like it's already successful, that's going to be a huge game changer. So when I started to get more serious about my blog and my business, and I started to set up systems and schedules and like really, really got serious about it. And like, you know, I didn't like I started, well, hold up. Back then I would just sit at my desk, you know, and I would open up my computer and I would just, you know, write a blog post if I wanted to. And then I would publish it whenever I wanted to. And then I would just like tweak my website a million times. And, you know, like I was like doing things like tasks in my business or on my blog that were just not getting me results. And I thought that like I was like moving the needle forward by doing this stuff, but I wasn't. Also, like getting in Canva and like designing a bunch of things like Instagram posts and whatever, like that was not even like getting me results like at all. Like that was not moving the needle forward. Those tasks like weren't. So, you know, I really needed to get super serious and map out a schedule and like, you know, here's a list of like everything that I have to do for this week. And how can I take this and put it on a schedule that's going to be the least overwhelming way and actually see results? And that's what I started to do. And now when I sit at my desk, I know exactly what I need to work on for this day to get me huge sale results and to get me like growth results and yeah, just get me results in my business overall. And now I'm seeing daily sales. I'm seeing daily growth in my blog and in my business. So join the membership below if you want me to show you like exactly my behind the scenes of how to do this and a course on how to do this as well. And then the second thing that I would do if I was going to make money in my blogging business all over again this year is to invest in my knowledge and better business tools. So it's not enough anymore to just research everything yourself on Pinterest and learn how to run a successful blogging business. There's just so much false information out there. And I mean, it's false in 2024. You know, it wasn't false back then, a few years ago, but it's false now. And, you know, it looks easier, like within all of these like blog posts that other people are writing, like it looks easy to run a blog and make money from it when really it's not that easy. It's not that simple. There's a lot that goes into it that you don't even know. And when you are reading, like I like to give my clients this example, like, you know, it's like an iceberg. Okay. Like you see that, you know, little tip of the iceberg that is like coming out of the water, right? Well, there's like a huge iceberg underneath the water. You know what I mean? And that huge piece that's underneath of the water, that's what you're not seeing. That's what you don't know. That's all of the knowledge that you don't know that you need to have in order to have a successful blogging business. And the top of the iceberg, that's what you can find on Pinterest looking at, you know, how to start a blog articles and how to make money blogging. So, and then plus it's like not step by step. So when you're looking through all of these articles, like you're just like, you know, seeing all of the same information pretty much, and it's not expanding you, and it's also not step by step. So you actually have to take this and implement it step by step. So if you know how to do that, then go ahead. But there's probably a lot of there is going to be a lot of missing pieces for you that you're not going to be able to find because you can't apply it to your own business using that article, because everybody's business is different and you need something that's truly going to be customized for you. You know what I mean? And like, you don't even know what you need to know, if that makes sense. Let me repeat it again. You don't even know what you need to know. You don't even know what you need to learn So, you know, all of these free articles that you're reading, it's not going to, you know, teach you on a product suite, how to build a product suite in a way that somebody comes into your world and they buy all of your offers. It's not going to teach you how to actually build out a freebie that is going to get you sales, how to actually craft messaging within your business that is going to get you clients or sales. You know what I mean? How to actually create easy yes offers that anybody will just, you know, like your target audience will easily say yes to. Like these micro little things, these are what you need to know, but not just as an overall, like a thing that you need to have knowledge on, but like actually going and applying it to your business, if this makes sense. And like, if you don't have that, like you're not going to see the success. I was there too, like with my first blog. Like, I didn't even know what I needed to learn. I was just learning from free Pinterest articles. My monetization strategy was to, you know, make money from affiliate marketing and ads. And even though I had a lot of blog traffic coming from Pinterest, because Pinterest was easier back then, like, I still was not making money. And I never made money in the first 2 years. I never made money at all on that first blog. So, but like, if you want to actually make money this year, you need to invest in your knowledge and also better business tools. So, you know, if you're using like a paper planner right now, that's great. But when you go and you like, how about you actually start to treat it like an actual business right now and invest in some better tools like ClickUp? It's free, actually. So you don't even have to invest money into it. You just have to invest your time into it. And also, that's a big thing too. Investing your time. Not just investing your money, also investing your time that you do have. How about instead of watching that next Netflix show, if you're truly, you know, passionate about your blog and your business, then you would instead sit your butt down on your laptop or your computer and actually work on your business, but not just any tasks that are going to move the needle forward and get you results. And this customized plan that you really need to have to apply to your business, this is exactly what I give to my clients. So I'm planning on doing a group blog coaching program where I basically take you through the process that I do my one-on-one clients. So, and you would basically be a one-on-one client. We would just do it in a group setting. You would still get a private client portal. You would still get a private like access to me on a weekly basis, through Slack messaging support. So you would ask me all of your questions. You would still be in the hot seat. So on our group coaching sessions, it'd be 90 minutes long and everybody gets their chance to get coached. So you would basically be a one-on-one client. We would just do it as a group and that's it. So if you're interested in that, please reach out to me. I don't really have, you know, like a process for this, just like go to my website and fill out a form or something if you're interested in this. Or you can email hello@bossladybloggers.com. I'm sure I'm going to be talking about this more in like the next like upcoming months, but I do want to offer bonuses for those first people who do come into the program to start. Okay. And this would just be like a group of just like 3 to 5 ladies and we would just go through it as a group. But anyways, let's move on to the next one. The next thing I would do is I would hire a blogging business coach ASAP. This goes into investing. Seeking professional guidance early on can offer invaluable insights and strategies tailored specifically to your needs, like how I was saying, driving you towards achieving your goals more efficiently and saving you so much time. Like when you invest in a blogging coach or a business coach or whatever, you're going to skip over so many mistakes that you're making right now that is costing you years of not making money. And instead, you can just, you know, follow this process that a business coach or a blogging coach has already mapped out for you and do the homework and do the work that they're, you know, telling you to, and then you can actually you know, start seeing results so much faster. For example, I've been coaching this one lady for a couple of months now. But, you know, we just started to get to the point where, okay, we crafted her messaging. We set up her website for success. We crafted, you know, like her freebies, and then we built up her offers. And now we're in the space to where she's ready to start getting clients. And so we've been talking about clients. We talked about discovery calls, but we've only been talking about these for 3 weeks. 3 weeks we've been talking about clients. And she's already booking sales calls. And she's already having so many people who are interested in what she has to offer. And that is so amazing. Literally 3 weeks of talking about clients, she's getting results. And I don't know how long that would take you, but I'm pretty sure it would take you years to learn what I can coach you on in literally just one call. One call with me is going to save you 6 months. And I know that for sure because I've been there. And I know that for sure because my clients have been there and they tell me, you know, like they have tried all of this and it took them so much time to figure out one thing that I teach them in my coaching calls. But I'm not just talking about me. You can go hire any blogging business coach or any just overall business coach, and you can skip so many mistakes and so much headaches, and like you just get on a fast track, right? When you work with somebody. But moving on, let's get into the better stuff here. Investing. I know this is a touchy subject for like most people. I know most bloggers are so scared to invest, and I totally get it. You know, like you don't know, like you don't want to invest your money that you have right now when you haven't made money already, but you have to like change the mindset a bit. You aren't making money right now because you haven't invested money. And in order to start making money, you have to invest money first. That's just how it goes for every business. You have to invest money first. You have to take the risk so you can actually see results in the future. Okay. And then I would stop trying to use affiliate marketing and ads to make money. And I would start creating and selling my own offers. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, or if you've been in my space, you know that I don't teach you to start a business selling other people's offers. That's not a business. Selling other people's offers for commission, like that's just not your own business, right? And you need a lot of blog traffic when you try to make money with affiliate marketing. And it's just not realistic for most bloggers. It's a very competitive space nowadays. And, you know, you need thousands upon thousands of page views. Like one lady who came into my space, she booked a blog audit with me. So I did an audit for her, you know, combing through her website. It was like a blog traffic audit, combing through her website, doing her SEO audit. And what I found was that, you know, she's trying to make money with affiliate marketing, but she has a really significant amount of blog traffic come to her blog, but she's still not making money on her ads and affiliate marketing links. And so she came to me like, you know, what the heck is going on? And I said, you have to start creating your own offers. So now she booked a blog monetization strategy session through my shop, and we are going to map out her offers and build up a plan so she can actually start making money selling her own offers and building her own business around her blog. And then I would start a coaching or service-based business, because this is the fastest way to monetize. Selling low-ticket digital products, you need a lot of sales, okay? And the conversion rate is 1% in this industry. It's like 1 to 3%. So 1 to 3% of everybody who sees that product is going to buy. And this is just if you know what you're doing. It could be way less if you don't know what you're doing. So, you know, if you're not creating offers that people want, for like, so to say, or if you're not getting, you know, at least a few people, you know, coming to your blog website, or, you know, you have to just like build up products that people actually want and that solve problems for them. And I don't know, it's just like, I can go on and on and on about that. But the fastest way to monetize that I found is by starting a coaching business or a service-based business, because you can get one person and they can invest thousands of dollars instead of just $27. You know what I mean? But I teach you how to do this in a way that's like you build up a product suite of all different kinds of offers that people at different price points or different stages throughout, you know, your niche is going to, like you have offers for everybody. Okay, so for example, my $27 an offer for the membership is, you know, for those people who are not ready to invest high ticket into my coaching or my website design, but, you know, they still want to get into my space and learn from me and whatnot, but they're not ready to invest that high amount of, you know, money yet. But there are a lot of people that come into the membership who actually do upsell into my coaching and into my website design combination service because I offer both of them together. You know, I've built out this offer suite in a way that, like, once you purchase this, you have the opportunity to, you know, get inside of my higher ticket offers once you see what I really truly can offer within the membership and how I teach and whatever. So also, you know, if I separated all of my courses within my membership, then, you know, that could be my product suite. So it could be like different steps of what bloggers like go through. Okay, so for example, you know, when somebody comes into my world, they need to start their blog, they need to design their website. So within the membership, I have start a blog and design your website course. Then they need to organize their blog and set up systems so they have plans and schedules and whatever. So I have an organize your blog course within the membership. And I could separate all of these courses because they're just like they're so in depth and they're like courses by themselves, you know what I mean? And there's also courses within the courses. So if I separated all of this, they would literally buy every single offer through that product suite because it teaches them to, like, on one specific niche within my overall niche. Start a blog, design a blog, organize a blog, grow traffic, and make money blogging. So that is one way I could do it. That was just too overwhelming for me to do. I don't want to sell courses and courses and courses all the time. I would rather just put them inside of a membership and sell the membership, but that's just me. So you have to build out a product suite, okay? And coaching and service-based business is the fastest way to monetize. If you're starting a coaching or service-based business, this is what I recommend for you to focus on first so you can actually start making a big amount of income. Okay, so, and then I would create a strategic business plan, setting clear goals and mapping out the steps to achieve them. And this would include building out content calendar, your marketing strategies, your financial projections. Like, what do you want to make on a monthly basis? And then break it down within all of your offers and see how much people you need to buy that offer every single month. You're going to be surprised it's actually not a lot of people. But then you have to map out, you know, how much traffic needs to come so you can get that 1% to 3% conversion rate. Like, you have to map out your numbers here. And I know this is like, girl, I don't want to do this. Like, numbers, ew. Like, yeah, I totally get it. But you need to know your numbers if you're actually going to run a business and not just a side hustle that you just like do whenever you want or a passion project. Like, if you could understand all of these numbers, then you would have goals to actually go and achieve that. So if I need to know how many people are that I need to see my sales page this month so I can get a certain amount of people inside of my program, then I'm going to go out and I'm going to actually try to get those people seeing my sales page. You know what I mean? Like, let's say I need 100 people to see my sales page so I can make the revenue that I want inside of my business. Then I need to, like, then I'm actually going to go out and I'm going to drive that 100 people to that sales page per month, you know, so I can reach that revenue goal and that growth goal that I want to achieve. So, and then when you set up like a strategic business plan overall, and when you map out all of your goals that you need to achieve and break them down into tasks and like weekly tasks and monthly tasks and whatnot, this is a huge game changer for you. And then when you mark out your marketing strategies, like how many posts that you need to have on a weekly basis for your blog, for your Instagram, for your podcast, for your whatever you're doing, whatever content you're focusing on, like, this is going to be a huge game changer. So, like, this, you know, like, mapping out a business plan is like a, it's like a football field view. It's like a view of the whole football field. Instead of actually being the football player inside of it, trying to get the ball to the end of the court. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard. You're just going to, like, bump into a million things. But, like, when you have that clear view, you see everything. And then you can map it out from there. Okay, so I help you do this. Like, I do this inside of my one-on-one coaching program, and I also do this inside of the membership. So go there. I also have a blogging business planner. It's for $10 only with my shop. You can go purchase that below. So I would track my progress also using my analytics to understand what actually works and what doesn't. Because this data gives me decisions to, and helps me focus on creating more of that high impact content that I'm creating. Because when you know what works, you can go and you can replicate that and do more of it. So right now, what's really working for me on my podcast, what's getting a lot of views, is all of these make money and grow traffic episodes. And so that is what I'm doing more of. That's what you guys are really, really loving. And I'm also noticing that I get a lot more views when I record longer, more in-depth episodes that are more conversational and just like me ranting on subjects rather than reading a blog post. So, and a lot of you actually listen to the whole thing when I do all of these conversations, because you know that what's coming next is going to be even more valuable than what I just said, right? So that is what is working for me right now. And one episode a week is working for me really well. So that is what I'm doing more of, because I have studied my data. And then I also do this on my Instagram. I go and I study the data, see what's working, what posts have really done well last year, this year, and I just create more of that. And like, I just like try to say things in like a different way, but it's like the same point, you know what I mean, that I'm making. So, and then my blog, I go and I study my analytics. I'm not using Google Analytics, by the way. I'm using Fathom Analytics. It's so much better. You do have to pay for it, but I don't know. It just gives me what I need and not the whole Google Analytics 4 stuff. Oh my gosh, so confusing. Fathom Analytics is like a lot better. Yeah, so for my blog, I go and study on my analytics and I see what posts are working, what are people loving, and I go and I create more of that content. How many comments do I have on that? We're going to dive all throughout how to study analytics, how to get feedback from your audience, how to actually take action on, you know, what to tweak, and like studying all of this data. Like, I'm going to show you all of this inside of my new blog traffic course within the membership. You can join below. And then I would track my progress, or we just went over that. Okay. And then I would build a strong brand identity that resonates with my audience, consistent message and aesthetic across all platforms, because this would make my blog more memorable and very professional. So this is the goal. Like, you don't just need a brand visual identity. You also need captivating brand messaging. And I don't think that a lot of, I mean, like I said in the very first point, like, a lot of bloggers just don't even know what they don't know, you know, and like, you don't even know that you need this captivating brand messaging on your website, or like a strategic structure of your website design that's going to take your reader through a journey of taking that action that you want them to, whether it's joining your email list, signing up to a free, like signing up to a freebie, or to book a call with you to work with you, or to fill out an application form to work with you, or whatever it is, or go to your shop. You know, like, you need to know these overall conversion goals for your website so that you can build it out strategic in a strategic way with captivating brand messaging that's going to get them to take action with you. And I also lay this out very simply inside of the membership, but I also, there's like a lot of copywriting and design, you know, lessons and stuff within there and templates. But inside of my one-on-one coaching and website design, I don't do the copywriting for you because I really want you to learn it yourself. And like, I want you to because copywriting is a very, very important skill that you need to focus on building for yourself. So I have my clients do this themselves, but I give them a lot of resources to do it themselves. Like I give them copywriting templates, a homepage copywriting template, about me page, and a services page. From there, I can kind of put, you know, copy together for like a resources page or whatever. But that is like, you know, I give them like really in-depth copywriting templates that is going to help them write the most amazing copy. And I also give them a brand messaging guide that is also going to put together some important brand messaging copy, like, you know, putting together your elevator pitch and your onlyness factor and your bio, you know, for your about page or whatever it is. But yeah, like these are like key, and also brand core values. Those are key too. You need to know your values. But yeah, I lay this out very simply in the membership. And I also like give you all of these templates and resources within my one-on-one coaching program. You can book a call with me below if you're interested. And then I would network with other bloggers and entrepreneurs. Building relationships can lead to a lot of collaborations, opportunities for growth, partnerships, and also sales. So, you know, you need to be, you know, guest posting. You need to be reaching out, you know, guest posting on other bloggers' websites, because that's really good for SEO and backlinking. And then also good for growth and building email subscribers if they let you, you know, post a freebie within the guest post. You need to be constantly reaching out to people. You need to, like, I always say, like, it's like so important to, you know, build a business around connection in 2024. Connection is key. You have to go out there and you have to talk to people. You have to put in the effort. And I know a lot of bloggers are like so intimidated by this because we are introverts. You know what I mean? Like I was an introvert. Like I feel like I'm getting more out there and becoming more extrovert as time goes along in this business. But you know, I was scared. I was so scared to reach out to people and like send those emails or send messages to people and trying to connect with people, because I'm not good at connecting with people. Like I don't have friends in my personal life. And I know that sounds sad, or, you know, like, you know how all those like girls, like those preppy girls say, I don't have any friends, you know, like I don't have friends, whatever. No, girl, you have friends, like you had friends, you know, and you're like, whatever, like, yeah, you do. You know, like people love you or whatever. For me, that's not the case. I actually really don't have friends in my personal life. I don't go and I don't hang out with anybody. I don't talk to girls. But that's just because I'm so, like, I could, because, you know, there's been people who've, like, tried to, like, you know, reach out to me or, like, become friends with me or whatnot. Like, you know, family friends or whatever it is. But I'm just so bad at it. Like, I don't know. I just always feel like I'm just like a bad friend. Like I won't reply to your messages. I'm just too busy in my life, or I don't know. I'm just like focusing all my time on my baby, my business. I just really don't have time for it. But what I do focus on is building relationships, because that is what contributes to all this growth that I have in my business, and especially the money growth. If I stop connecting with people, I stop getting discovery calls, I stop getting members inside of my membership, I stop, you know, growing my blog, and if I don't reach out to, like, other bloggers and guest posts for them, then, you know, I don't get that backlink, and then my, you know, like, I'm not growing, you know what I mean? So I try to take, you know, like, 1 month every quarter to, like, really focus on, like, my growth and, like, sending those emails and trying to collab with other people. And, you know, like I'm going to be starting to hopefully send some emails to collab with other podcasts, because I want to grow my podcast. So I know how it's important and to, you know, go out there and put myself out there and do some interviews or whatnot and have other guests on my podcast as well, because, you know, they're going to advertise the episode and then, you know, my podcast can grow too. So you just have to stay in contact with people. You have to build those connections. It's just so important. You know, you can my Instagram strategy, I mean, this is like a basic strategy, but like you go and you follow the ideal target audience or the other, you know, the blog post or like, you know, whoever you want to guest post for or whatever, you go follow them, you like 5 photos, you comment on 2 photos, and then you reply to their stories, something to build connection. And then when they reply to that, you know, message that you sent, replying back to their stories, then you can start building a connection from there within the DMs. And you can say, oh, I see that you also have a blog and we kind of have the same niche. And, you know, like, yeah, you just have to connect with people. You have to reach out to people. And you can't just hide behind your blog and think that it's going to grow. Your blog will grow when you start looking at it as a community. You have to build a community around your blog. It's not just you. It's not just you trying to get your target audience to come and see whatever you have to offer. Okay, it's just not. You have to go out there and reach out to people. So if you're hiding behind your blog, I highly recommend that you go and you go like start talking to 3 people a day to start with. Okay, start talking to you. And then start talking to 5 people and then start talking to 10 people a day. You know, my aim is 10 people a day, but that's kind of excessive for like a new person starting out. So 3 a day, 1 of your target audience that you would love to come to your blog, 1 other blogger. And then that's like within your niche, and then, or maybe like 2 of your target audience and then 1 other blogger within your niche. You know what I mean? Just go out there and start conversations. And then I would prioritize email marketing from the get-go immediately to nurture my leads and convert them into customers. A robust email list is so valuable. It's a very valuable asset for any online business because it allows you to build connection from the get-go, deliver something of value for them for free. And when you give something to somebody for free, psychologically, they want to also give you something back in return if it's that valuable for them. So you need to start creating a valuable freebie for your target audience, putting sign-up forms within your blog content and on your website pages so you can get email list subscribers. And once they are on your email list, then you take them through a welcome sequence workflow. If you want to know all of this, and I know like for a beginner, this kind of probably sounds like so crazy and overwhelming, but like I break this down so simply inside of the membership and definitely inside of my program. I mean, I walk you through doing everything within my one-on-one coaching program and like the setup and the technology and everything. But I also like in my membership, it's all laid out there for you very easily. So once somebody is on your email list, once they get that freebie, then you can start nurturing them, you know, like building a connection with them, welcoming them to your world, allowing them to get to know you, building that like, know, and trust factor. Okay, but that's all I'm going to say there. Email list, start creating freebies, that's all I'm going to say. But that is pretty much it for this episode. That's all I want to cover. By taking these steps, you would literally start to see big results. Getting your blog organized, tracking your progress, and using your analytics to do so, and creating more of what's working. Create a strategic business plan so you can have that overall football field view instead of being the football player trying to win the game. You know what I mean? And then networking, building connections with bloggers, other bloggers in your niche, and also, you know, target audience, okay? Prioritizing your email list, building those freebies. Starting a coaching or service-based business with a high ticket investment so you can get, you know, a cash flow like right from the beginning. Also, building a strategic brand identity with a really good website design and brand messaging. That's key. And investing in your knowledge and better business tools. And viewing your blog as a business overall, so you can actually see results that are not, you know, side hustle results. They're actually, I have a business and I am a badass result, okay? So yeah, that is my best advice. If you want to make money blogging in 2024, this is what you need to do, okay? Okay. And if you want to work with me, then you can go below. I offer a combination service of 6 months blog coaching and custom website design. So if you want to work with me, book that discovery call in the show notes below. Or if you want to join my membership to get access to all of the course content for just $27 a month, you can also click below. Okay. And yeah, that's it for this episode. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will see you in next week's episode. That's going to be published as well on next Tuesday. Okay, bye. Hey there, blogging lady. Are you struggling to finally get your blog's website designed and launched? You know that starting a blog is the right path for you, but you sure as heck don't want to go 100 miles per hour in the wrong direction. You aren't here to waste time. You want real results. I mean, results that are actually going to make you money blogging and doing your passion. And to get those results, you know that you need a step-by-step roadmap to get there. So let's chat over coffee. I invite you to book a free zero-pressure call with me below in the show notes. Think of it as a casual coffee chat. We're going to talk about where you're at, where you want to be, and explore how my blog coaching and website design services might be just the missing link that you've been searching for. If we find it's a perfect match, great. If not, no hard feelings. You're going to walk away with some clarity and insights to propel you forward. Book a coffee chat right now below.